Dawson and the Blountstown police officers spend almost the entire recording off camera. But it's clear from the audio, Dawson was determined to stay after she was treated for abdominal pain.
You need to leave my room.
No, ma'am. I can't do that. Can you tell me what your name is?
No, I ain't telling you nothing.
You didn't tell me nothing? We'll listen to what I'm
saying. Now, look at here.
A few seconds later, Dawson is screaming for help and complaining she can't breathe. Soon, she collapses next to the patrol car. The officer warns Dawson she's still going to jail. Nearly a half hour later, a doctor determines Dawson's not breathing and orders her readmitted. An autopsy shows she died of a massive blood clot in her lungs. Tallahassee attorney Benjamin Crump, who is representing Dawson's family members, says police and hospital staff denied Dawson a fundamental right when they ignored her complaint.
Why didn't she get the benefit of the doubt? Not just the benefit of the doubt, the benefit of humanity from the hospital and from the police officer. Nobody gave her the benefit of humanity. She was a human being.
In the recording, the police officer nervously tells his captain he thought Dawson was faking. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the Agency for Healthcare Administration, and the Department of Health are investigating. Crump says the hospital might have violated federal anti-patient dumping laws. Hospital spokeswoman Sandy Pareda says the hospital staff is satisfied Dawson's treatment was appropriate for the complaints she had when she first arrived.
We're talking about a small staff of people who knows the community and cares about the community and is working there because they know it's essential. That community cannot function without the hospital, much like the hospital can't function without the community.
The hospital is working with a local civil rights leader to form a task force and to discuss best practices. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.